Harry had a little man.
The Pope. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio,
we're fighting a true
radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
We're fighting a president who undermines our Constitution every day and threatens our freedom of speech and assembly, and whose agents are rounding up innocent people off the streets, putting them in unmarked vans, and throwing them in detention centers. That is what happens in dictatorships, not democracies. And we're going to stop that outrageous action on the part of the president.
Oligarchy or democracy, but we cannot have both. Los Angeles, I've made my choice. We must fight the oligarchy that has created this nightmare. And that is why I have never taken money from lobbyists or corporations, and it's why I never will.
From the bottom of my heart, and I've been to every state of this country, I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, or independent, the people of this country do not want oligarchy, they do not want authoritarianism, and they want a government that works for all of us, not just the 1%.
Okay, so, all right. Okay, so that's easy to write off, right? That's easy to write off. So it was a huge crowd, 36,000 people in Los Angeles. But it's Los Angeles. It's California, yay. It's not the heartland. It's not a red state. It's not Idaho. It's not Utah. I'm sorry. Did you say Utah? Okay.
I mentioned a moment ago that we were in LA yesterday and we had 36,000 people out.
Yeah.
But in many ways, the 20,000 we have out today is more impressive.
20,000? Wait, what does that say? Live from Salt Lake City, Utah.
And we're here in so-called conservative Utah, and tomorrow we're going to be in Idaho.
What?
Because we believe that in every state of this country, people are prepared to stand up and fight back.
Wow. Now, see, that was Salt Lake City, Utah. And there were 20,000 people in the Huntsman Center, which holds 20,000 people. However, outside, there were an additional 4,000 Utahans. And Bernie Sanders went and talked to the overflow crowd, too.
We are living now in perhaps the most dangerous moment in the modern history of this country. We have a president who does not understand or respect the Constitution of the United States, and every single day he is moving us toward an authoritarian society where more and more power rests in his hands as he functions in an illegal and unconstitutional way.
Overflow crowd in Salt Lake City, Utah. Utah, as Bernie calls it. It's Utah, everybody. It's like deposit that refuge in the proper receptacle in Utah. But I get it. I understand him. I do. He speaks my language with my accento. I love it. But anyway, yeah. And then Idaho the next. So that's the good news. The good news is America is not that stupid. Bad news is some of us are. Some of us are really stupid, I just have to say. And some of us are rude, and some of us just, I don't know, they're getting their news from podcasters. Now, I'm a podcaster, but I put out a homework section every single freaking day so you can see what I relied on in order to report and tell you the things I tell you. I don't think Joe Rogan's going to do that. I don't think Jimmy Dore's going to do that. I don't think any of the Max Blumenthal's or any of the Matt Taibbi's or, you know, that they're going, you know, Chris Hedges, who preaches Marxism from the moment he wakes up to the moment he goes to sleep, is going to tell you any of the stuff, you know, that they relied on in order to become Marxists. See, this is what I'm saying. People went so far to the left that they came around the top, the horseshoe theory, right? And now they're on the right. And it's really dangerous and it's really scary. And America is starting to catch on, where the right wing is now starting to go all the way over back to the left, back and to the left. Because they see the prices of things. They hear the stupidity of this president. They see people disappeared off the streets. They see book banning. Now, here's a question for you, okay? Why weren't you alarmed at book banning? Why didn't that like trigger some, I don't know. Didn't trigger something in Idaho, didn't trigger something in Utah, didn't trigger something in Mississippi or Alabama. Okay, it just didn't. And it should have. It should have. Book banning is a precursor to the complete demolition of free speech. And it's definitely dying in this country. There's no doubt about it. You know that the court ruled on Friday, now this is going to get appealed, but a court ruled on Friday that a guy named Mahmoud Khalil, well, I'm in a Passover mood, who is a Palestinian born in Syria, who came here to study, went to an Ivy League school, was accepted to an Ivy League school, which I think is the most important part because, you know, I wasn't accepted to any college, let alone Columbia, okay? And was here on a student visa, then got a green card so that he is a legal resident. A legal resident. Not that it should matter, because when you are standing on American soil, you fall under the protections of the U.S. Constitution. Greatest document ever written. And we have a president that hates it, a president that destroys it, a president who doesn't read it or know it or care about it. Or like when the Supreme Court over the weekend said that they wanted an update on another guy who was disappeared. OK, this guy from Maryland, you know, this guy, the El Salvadoran, who is a dad in Maryland, who has a court order in place since 2019, expressly saying that to deport him to El Salvador is forbidden because he would be murdered by MS-13. He is not MS-13. And if you sent him to El Salvador, he would be killed by this gang. And so there is an express order not to deport him to El Salvador. And guess what Donald Trump does? He deports him to El Salvador. And then today, this was the most grotesque thing I've ever seen. Really, this is, you know, like, why don't they just pull down their pants and take a dump in the nation's capital? Oh, that's right. That's been done. Yeah, been there, done that. Let's ratchet it up and invite Central American dictators who put people in prison down there. Not that I could be concerned about what he does down there. Without due process. But this is America. And the idea that you would take somebody who is a father living in this country without any criminal behavior, no criminal history, not in El Salvador, certainly not here, for 10 years, and deport them and put them in a gulag, and then host the guy who built the gulag in the Oval Office. That's what happened today. A Central American dictator was welcomed into the Oval Office, which is bad enough on its face. But then the entire Trump administration, the whole cabinet was gathered around, including Stephen Miller, that racist P word, okay? Standing there lying about the Supreme Court's unanimous decision that said you must help him get back. You have to bring the Maryland man back. They lied. They just made stuff up.